Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Are you an adventurous holiday host or hostess? What I mean by that is, are you one of those who, even though maybe first-timers are coming amongst the big crowd that's assembling at your house, you still will take a risk and you will try a new recipe you've never prepared before? Or you hear on the radio or you see on the internet, or maybe you were watching one of the morning news shows and they suggested a group activity for your gathered household on a holiday. And you decide, yeah, at our house we're going to do this year. And you're going to go out on that limb of trying to get everybody else to participate. I have a lot of admiration and a lot of respect for those who are adventurous in these types of things, because they stretch all of us, even those like me who aren't necessarily ready to try the new recipe or are pretty much too grumpy by the middle of the afternoon to get involved positively in whatever activity you're trying to get us all to participate in. But in a way, I'm going to try to do that a little bit this morning. I'm going to go out on a Thanksgiving limb here and propose to you a little bit different recipe than you might be used to. But I'm comfortable going there because it's really where the Apostle Paul takes us in these verses. He takes a little bit different tack in regard to giving thanks to our God. And he offers it really as a recipe, an itinerary for a journey to peace, a peace that is beyond our comprehension, because it's a peace that's a gift from God, a peace directly associated with his mercy and his love, his forgiveness, his generosity in providing and protecting. But it's a peace that also calms our anxieties. You probably didn't come to a Thanksgiving gathering, a worship service, to have it pointed out to you just how many things we have to be anxious about in the moment we are living. We might even make the case very easily that these are very anxious times. They're unusual for sure. It's the second year we're gathering for a Thanksgiving service, still in the moment of a pandemic. And actually, if you're paying attention to all the numbers that they're wanting you to pay attention to, the case numbers are actually higher than they were a year ago. And quite frankly, they're a little bit higher than just about the worst moments during the pandemic. Thankfully, the death rate in comparison to the case rate is nowhere near where it was at the worst moments. But then there's all the social chaos. And there's no other word to use for what's going on in our culture at the moment, whether it's here in the Midwest or throughout our country. It's just flat out social chaos that's going on all around us on so many different issues, so many different fronts. And then you add in the fact that the price of gas for your holiday travels, the heating fuel that you're going to be purchasing of whatever kind it might be this winter, the prices on those things are just off the charts, phenomenally higher than they were any time in recent memory, and some setting records. I'm not going to go on. You don't want me to go on, because we could actually venture to all those places where we each personally have different anxieties from the person sitting next to us or sitting across the room. There's no doubt that everybody here is carrying with them things about which they are anxious, things from daily life that are causing daily anxiety. So how does Thanksgiving fit into all of this? Well, surprisingly, here in the verses from the early part of the chapter that our epistle lesson came from, the Apostle Paul makes a direct connection, a straight line he takes us on, that journey from giving thanks to God to finding a peace that's beyond our understanding that maybe doesn't completely erase, but certainly can calm any, even the worst of our anxieties. Notice how he said it. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, presents requests to God. What an amazing thing it is that you and I have an invitation from our God to speak to him at any moment about anything. Absolutely anything that's on our minds, weighing on our hearts, challenging our consciences. We have a ready audience in the Creator God who chose who we would be, what moment he'd introduce us into this world, what blessings he would give us in our physical bodies, in our lives, our opportunities, our intellect, our vocations, and then all the myriad of other blessings that he showered upon us. That God is interested in every moment of our lives, every thought that we have, every anxiety that we face. There really isn't any wiggle room here to say, but what about, because he says anything in every situation by prayer and petition. And in the original language, the words he uses there make it clear that whether it's prayers for ourselves, prayers for the others in our lives, or prayers for the world in which we live, maybe even people we don't know that well, whether it's personal petitions or supplication that is really a mediation for someone else in regard to their needs from God, he covers it all here. But equally remarkable to what he says is where he is when he's writing the words. Paul's in prison at this moment. Paul's in prison for proclaiming the gospel in the moment that he pens this word of encouragement, this brief letter to the Philippians that the theme word of the entire thing would be rejoice. Rejoice from a prison cell. Rejoice, even though he had no certainty at that moment whether he'd be released or he'd be heading to the executioner's chamber at the command of the emperor. We know that that didn't happen this time. He would be released this time from prison, but we do know that it would happen eventually. And Paul pretty much had an inkling at this point in his life already that he wouldn't die of natural causes because of his vigorous preaching of the gospel in a world that was exceptionally hostile to it. Experiencing all that he is in that moment, it's not much of a leap for us to understand that Paul's presenting to us a personal recipe, an itinerary for a personal journey from anxiety to peace that calms that anxiety. Peace through thanksgiving. By prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When those are the words that follow, for me as a lifelong Christian, the very first thing on the list that I would be saying thank you to my God for is the fact that I have that peace with him, that I do have his forgiveness of every one of my sins, that he has released my conscience from guilt, the weight of all of the things that I've done and said, thought, the attitudes that I've demonstrated. It's all gone. And then additionally, those promises of his guidance, his love, his blessing, every moment of my life, this journey through this life, and then the certainty of not only what is going to happen when this life ends, but that it's guaranteed to be, for me, a believer in Christ, a glorious thing, a happy thing, a welcome thing, a fulfilling thing, where the contentment that he spoke of in those earlier verses that we read will be my eternal experience. There will be nothing left wanting of my existence with God forever. I'm not going to assign you an activity to try to get everyone around your Thanksgiving table, whether it's yours or someone else's, to involve themselves in by saying, okay, everybody start counting your blessings and we're going to just keep going around the circle until somebody can't come up with one that somebody else hasn't already spoken. No, let's not do that kind of thing. But I am going to suggest to you that maybe sometime over this weekend, especially if you're challenged by this very anxious moment and the many anxieties that you could list, that perhaps there would be value in finding someone else you love and trust and respect and ask them if they're willing to have a quiet conversation with you. Ask them to time you, to give you 3 minutes or 5 minutes, or if you're feeling particularly blessed, 10 minutes, to just rattle off for them while they're watching the time every single blessing you can think of until you run out. And then take those other things for which you are offering prayers and petitions, those other things that are challenging you to be a thankful, positive child of God who shares his love and shares his message of forgiveness with a world that desperately needs to hear it. If offering the prayers and petitions that are heaviest on your heart in that moment, while giving thanks for everything God has already done for you, doesn't actually prove to do exactly what Paul is telling you here it will. Calm your mind. Calm your heart. Ease the burden on your conscience, your soul, and bring you peace. That peace that your God wants you to know, not just eternally, but every moment of your life right now. That peace that he tells us is clearly beyond our understanding. Every element of that peace is beyond our understanding. How it is that God could come into our world to become one of us for the purpose of living perfectly, dying innocently, rising victoriously, to make that peace available to us through the righteousness he gives us as a gift. That's all beyond our comprehension. But especially how our God would, through all of that, promise us that everything about us that's broken and sinful and rebellious and failed from our past, from this moment right now, and everything we will do until we meet him face to face, he's not counting it. He's not remembering it. Eternally, it will not be a part of our reality because of his gracious gift in Christ. That was what was on the mind and the heart and the soul of an incredibly challenged man as he sat in prison with his life on the line for sharing the gospel. I dare anyone this Thanksgiving Day to try to place themselves next to Paul as equally challenged in regard to finding perspective and peace in the face of anxiety. And yet he's the one telling us, rejoice. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. So maybe I haven't really gone out on that big of a limb. Maybe not in the recipe that Paul presents to us here, this itinerary for a journey to peace. And don't go quoting me that I told you you had to do any crazy things this holiday with any of your family. That's on you if you choose it, but I still admire you for doing it. And when it's all said and done, who couldn't use a little more peace? Amen.